Coming up around noon today, Washington State lawmakers get back together again. They are set to start a high-stakes legislative session today with some big decisions coming on paying for roads and transit and schools. And here to bring us up to speed is Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. Austin, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
So these lawmakers show up to work today under a bit of a cloud. The state Supreme Court ruled them to be in contempt for not making enough progress on paying for public education. How's that going to motivate these lawmakers?
Well, I think it is a motivation, although there's certainly some pushback, and individual lawmakers may feel like the court has overreached. But you're right. They're in contempt of court. They face the potential for sanctions, depending on what happens or doesn't happen in this 2015 session. And I think that is a motivating force. The court's real issue is that the legislature didn't come up with a plan to get to full funding by the 2018 school year. They're going to have to do that, but they're also going to have to make another big down payment on this McCleary decision that says the state isn't adequately funding public education, and that's in the billion-plus range.
Well, funding stuff is always a political fight, and the politics have changed this year. Remind us of how the legislature is set up differently this time.
Right. We really have split control after years of one-party Democratic rule. So now you've got a very narrow and perhaps delicate Democratic majority in the state House. They just have one extra seat. And the Senate, similar situation. They've got 25+1. That's the Republican. So it's a Republican Senate, Democratic House, very narrow majorities. And the potential for the centrists to really rise up and perhaps lead the way in getting out of here. Because if you look at the right and the left, they're going to have a hard time agreeing on much of anything.
Yeah, how can the centrists pull that off? We're talking about paying for education, as you mentioned. There's the state transportation package, medical marijuana rulemaking. We've got funding for mentally ill services and tax proposals and on and on and on. How could lawmakers possibly get through the narrowness of these majorities and get to some kind of agreements?
Yeah, it's like negotiating a house purchase, but you're doing it with 147 people, and every time you get a vote, you lose one because somebody doesn't like the terms of the deal.
Right.
I mean, it is just Byzantine how they get to this point, and I think you're right that it looks sort of like they'll never get there, and certainly early on, I think they're really going to want to show their differences, but the bottom line is that they have to get to a balanced budget. What we saw in 2013, I think, may be informative or illustrative. They took the state nearly to a shutdown, double overtime session. They couldn't get a deal on a budget. And then the final budget passed with record numbers of votes. So we'll probably see that kind of scenario. A lot of difficulty getting there. But in the end, either people just say, mercy, I'm in, or they actually find that delicate balance that gets them to where they need to be.
And this is just day one of the session, Austin. What actually happens on the first day, if anything?
Usually it's just pomp and circumstance. The gavels come down at noon and they start committee hearings. But this day may be different because two Republican state senators have said that they want to change the rules in the Washington Senate to require a supermajority vote to bring a tax bill to the floor. And so that will be considered today, at least in the Republican caucus, if not voted on the floor. That could be a game changer. If the Senate Republicans decided to require that, and remember, we used to have that rule enacted by voters multiple times. It was thrown out by the Supreme Court. But if the Senate, in its own rules, sets that threshold, some Democrats are saying that would be a poison pill that could last the whole session. But it's also not clear that this is the route that Republicans are going to go, but that certainly will be on the table today as they convene.
Yeah, that's quite a start to the session. Not ceremonial. Our Olympia correspondent, Austin Jenkins, is on the case today and all through this contentious and important session. Austin, thanks for setting it up for us.
You're welcome, Bill.